Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
As always, a lot going on the local sports scene. We've moved into the new year locally. All the high school winter sports are cranking up. I had a girls' hockey game on Thursday night, and by the end of January, they're moving to section play. So it's going really, really quick. I mean, we're 4 weeks away from the start of girls' hockey sections. And, of course, that's the first of the big winter state tournaments, the girls' state hockey tournament at the XL Energy Center. Of course, the X, home to the Minnesota Wild. And right now, the Wild are on the road. And this Wild team, injuries, people out of the lineup, doesn't matter. They find a way to get a big 2 points in D.C. against the Capitals on Thursday. And now they have the Carolina Hurricanes on the road tonight at 6 o'clock. And Jess Myers joins us from the Pioneer Press. Jess, always good to visit with you, and a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Steve. I've never said this before, but I'm coming at you live from a rink in North Carolina. How about that? For a kid from Wara, this is a new experience, you know, here down in Tobacco Road talking hockey. But hey, here we are, and you're absolutely right about this Minnesota Wild team. What a resilient bunch. The fact that nothing has seemed to faze them lately. Yeah, they went through a little bit of a doldrums right before the holidays. They lost four in a row. But, you know, you take Jared Spurgeon out of the lineup. You take Jake Middleton out of the lineup. You take some key players out of the lineup. Kirill Kaprizov, you know, hasn't played since pre-Christmas. We asked Bill Guerin, you know, are you looking at making a trade? Are you going to go out and get somebody? Are you going to plug some of these holes with some new players? And he said, no, not right now. No reason to. They keep finding ways to collect points, either win or get to overtime and get an extra point or whatever they need to do. So for right now, nobody's hitting the panic button because there's just frankly no need to.
Yeah, and by the way, the Flower gets a win against another legend in D.C., Alexander Ovechkin. And, you know, that's just a 2 points. It just feels like a bonus at this point to start the new year.
I joked about this in my story yesterday in the Pioneer Press, but, you know, it's like the hockey gods seem to have a sense of humor sometimes where, of course, it comes down to Alexander Ovechkin facing Marc-Andre Fleury in a shootout. You know, here's two guys who played against each other dozens of times when Fleury was with the Penguins, you know, in the old Metropolitan Division or whatever it's called. And, you know, they faced each other in the Stanley Cup Final in 2018. And, you know, Ovechkin scores during the game, gets his 871st career goal. And it was his 28th goal against Marc-Andre Fleury, which is more times than he scored against any other goalie out there. And then, of course, it comes down to the two of them in the shootout, and Flower gets the save, and Minnesota gets the win. And even Ovechkin after the game, you know, you talk about a guy who's not going to hang his head. He said, hey, two guys who have played each other for 20 years now, you know, kind of a great personal rivalry between those two. And that was a fun hockey game. And to see the Wild, with everything they're up against, going on the road toe-to-toe against a team like Washington in their building and coming away with 2 points, that was about as impressive as a performance as I've seen this season.
Well, and at the moment, there are 55 points tops in the East, so that's no joke to be able to go in there and get a point, let alone two. That's a big deal.
This is a good Washington team. They've retooled kind of around Alexander Ovechkin. You know, they've been without TJ Oshie, the local star, all season. He's dealing with a back problem, and, you know, we certainly hope he'll play again. But, you know, toward the end of his career, you wonder how many more games he's got left in him. But this is a Washington team that's very good. And it was kind of a fun scene. I mean, they packed that building right in the middle of downtown D.C., and everybody wears red. And then, of course, this being Washington, a lot of Wild fans there because folks like to come out. It's a tourist destination. It's a place you can take your kids and show them a lot of stuff. And, you know, friends of mine who are lobbyists who work in D.C. but are from Minnesota originally, you know, they're at the game wearing their Wild jerseys. So, you know, everybody's got a rooting interest there. It was a fun scene.
Yeah. And another good team tonight in Raleigh against Carolina. And, you know, as a kid from War Road, you mentioned that right at the top, being able to cover hockey in North Carolina. In some ways, I still consider this the Hartford Whalers. That's how long I've been around.
You know, it's funny, similar to all the Minnesota North Star stuff you see around the Twin Cities now. And I joke about the fact that you see more North Stars apparel today than you did when they were playing, which is maybe one of the reasons the North Stars wound up leaving. They have got a whole shop in this arena dedicated just to Whalers gear. That logo and those colors and all of that remains so popular that, you know, sad that they had to leave Hartford. But I will say this, hockey has been a huge success in this part of the country. And you talk about a beautiful part of the world. I mean, I hadn't been to Raleigh before today, and, you know, I had a little time. I drove over to Durham, and I saw, you know, the home of the Durham Bulls and Crash Davis. And then, of course, I had to go to Cameron Indoor Stadium, you know, one of the legendary venues in all of college basketball. Unfortunately, the Duke women were practicing, so they wouldn't let you in the arena to actually see the place. But walked around the Duke campus a little bit. Man, this is just a beautiful area of the world. Oh. So you can see why people want to live here. You can see why people want to retire here. And, you know, a lot of northern transplants and the fact that they've won a Stanley Cup here. Hockey's pretty popular in the Carolinas, believe it or not.
Well, and not that far away in Charlotte, the Golden Gopher football team got a win in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. P.J. Fleck got the Mayo Bath. Following the game, good win for the Golden Gophers, 24-10 last night, and Charlotte's gorgeous as well. I mean, it is a beautiful part of the world. I couldn't agree more.
I'm debating whether I go over to Harris Teeter or Publix or, you know, one of the local grocery stores. Do I go get myself a jar of Duke's Mayo to bring home on the plane with me? Should that be part of my trip to Carolina? I don't think the Pioneer Press is going to allow me to put it on the expense report because I don't think I can justify that as a business-related expense. But I do feel like, you know, I got some barbecue. I got some really good fried chicken while I was here. I do feel like I should bring some Duke's Mayo back home, right?
No doubt. Load up. I would go so far as to get another bag, pay for another bag, and bring that home as like souvenirs. It would sell like hotcakes, that Duke's Mayo in these parts right now.
Absolutely. Man, if you watched the broadcast last night, they had a lot of fun with the announcers, you know, putting mayo on ice cream and, you know, putting it on stuff that you don't really think of as, you know, things that you would put mayo on. But man, I've been to the Carolinas twice now since October. I went to South Carolina on a vacation. Now I'm in North Carolina. Another part of this part of the country that is underrated is the food here is just fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Let's get back down to business. Carolina tonight. Get us up to date, if you will, on that uncomfortably large injury report for this club. Where does it stand, Jess?
Well, there's kind of good news, which could have been really bad news, but Jared Spurgeon got hurt in that in that game against Nashville on New Year's Eve, just a nasty, nasty hit. And the player that did it wound up getting suspended for 3 games. Now, you know, happy that there's some punishment, but as Bill Guerin pointed out, the punishment certainly doesn't fit the crime in his opinion because he said, you know, they lose their guy for three games and we lose our guy potentially for 3 weeks or more. So that's maybe the good news in all of that is there was an MRI done in the Twin Cities and Jared Spurgeon is injured, but he's not injured as badly as it could have been. And they expect him back maybe later this month, but definitely later this season. It's not a season-ending injury, so that's good news for him. Jake Middleton, the other kind of veteran defenseman that they've been missing for about a month now with a hand injury, has started skating, has started shooting pucks. He's itching to get back on the ice, so I would expect that we will see Jake Middleton returning sometime here in the next week, maybe 2 weeks tops, but I'm optimistic. I think it'll be sooner than that. And then the big one is Kirill Kaprizov, and still some mystery shrouding that one. It's a lower body injury. That's all they'll say about it. You know, Mike Russo from The Athletic asked for more specifics from Bill Guerin on what exactly the injury is, and Guerin said, you know, I'm not going to talk about that. That's something they're keeping pretty private. But he hasn't been skating much, and that's got to be a concern, the fact that he's not even getting out and working out whatever the lower body injury is. So, still waiting on that one. And one thing Bill Guerin has asked all of us is he said, you know, I'll come to you. I'll tell you when there's news. You know, we don't need to ask every day, hey, what's up with Kirill? Because when there's news, they'll share it with us. And they've been very clear about that. So to all the listeners out there and to all the readers in the Pioneer Press, as soon as there's news, I will share it. But there's just nothing new right now.
Yeah, so silence on Kirill. And, you know, beyond that, there is that talk about, you know, his future long term, because he has clearly shown to this point prior to the injury that he is an elite goal scorer in this league. And we know the elite goal scorers get paid.
You know, and that was one thing that struck me today, too, talking to some of the Hurricanes and some of the broadcasters that cover the team here in Carolina. To a man, everybody asked the Minnesota media, what's up with Kirill? How's he doing? You really get a sense of just how much respect he has around the league and how much kind of reverence. You know, having just covered Alex Ovechkin, you really get to see that Kirill Kaprizov is kind of drifting into that territory where he is not only a marquee attraction for the Minnesota Wild, but he's a marquee attraction NHL-wide with a ton of kind of reverence among other teams and fans around the league.
And they are going to be Road Warriors, just 5 home games in the month of January for this club. So they have been very good on the road. That's been well established. We've talked about it, but that's not a lot of home cooking for this team.
Well, you know, they come home on Tuesday. They've got St. Louis, and then Thursday at Colorado. So a couple of home games this week, but then right back on the road again. San Jose, Vegas, back-to-back. And, man, I mentioned this in the story I did around Christmas time, but I don't know who made the schedule makers angry, but these back-to-backs on back-to-back nights where you got to play in 2 different cities are just crazy to me. The fact that they're in San Jose on Saturday night and then they're in Vegas on Sunday, you know, just less than 24 hours later in some cases. Those are tough grinds. They get 1 game at home against Edmonton, and you got to be looking for revenge there just for the simple fact that Edmonton beat them 7-1 the last time they were in the Twin Cities, or maybe it was 6-1. In either case, it was pretty lopsided. And then right back for another 2-gamer on the road, Nashville and Colorado. So, yeah, you're right. For those of us who travel with the team on a fairly regular basis, hotel points and airline miles are becoming a big factor in our lives this month.
Yeah, it looks like it'll even out in February, but then we know the X is busy, particularly early in March with the Boys State Hockey Tournament. So they'll spend some time on the road end of February, early March. State Wrestling's in there as well. So not a lot of home cooking for the Wild. Once again, just 5 home games this month. But tonight in Raleigh, Jess, always great. Look forward to your coverage in the Pioneer Press and online at TwinCities.com.
Thank you, Steve. Always great to talk hockey. Have a great rest of your weekend.
All right, there he is, Jess Myers, joining us from the Pioneer Press. And by the way, he joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Quick break, we'll update the weather, and then we'll talk football. One of the last bowl games of the year, actually the last bowl game of the year, not including FCS championship game and the college football playoff, was last night in Charlotte. The Duke's Mayo Bowl. Congrats to the Golden Gophers. We'll talk a little bit about that. North Dakota State plays for the title on Monday night down in Texas. And then we'll talk college football playoff and NFL. Right now the Ravens all over the Browns, 14-0, midway through quarter number 2 in Baltimore. 2 games in the NFL today, and then they'll wrap up the regular season tomorrow. And, of course, the finale tomorrow night, Sunday Night Football, Vikes Lions from Detroit. That's all on the way here on News Talk 830 WCCO.